And now the WETL radio players are on the air. From South Bend, Indiana, it's the WETL Radio Players. Each week at this time, WETL Radio presents another locally produced radio drama. Today we present the classic children's tale, Why the Sea is Salt. And now, here's our story.
Time long ago, there were two brothers. One was rich and the other poor. When Christmas Eve came, the poor brother had nothing to eat in the house, neither meat nor bread. So he went to his rich brother and begged him for food to make Christmas more joyful.
Oh, you're without food again, and you've come here to beg for something to eat.
I've had a bad year, Olaf. My crops were poor, and I've been forced to sell all my livestock.
Every year's a bad year for you, Adam.
I hate to ask you for help, and I wouldn't, but tomorrow is Christmas, and I thought
You thought it would be a good excuse to come here and beg.
Surely you won't turn me away without something. Mary is sitting at home without a bite in the house.
You know I can't refuse, do you, Adam? I'll give you a good big ham. That should take care of you until after the holidays.
A ham? Oh, thank you, Olaf. Thank you. And someday I'll pay you back for everything you've done for me.
I've heard that before. Come, I'll get you the ham.
Soon after that, the poor brother, whose name was Adam, started home with the ham under his arm. He'd gone only a short way when the snow began to fall and the wind to blow. Well, the storm was so bad he couldn't see his hand before his face, and by nightfall he was hopelessly lost. Frightened and almost frozen, he didn't know what to do. When he saw a light in a little hut, he made his way to the door and banged loudly.
Let me in, please. I'm almost frozen.
Well, what have we here? Welcome, young man. Welcome.
Please, old lady. I just want to stay long enough to get warm, and then I've got to start for home.
Yes, do come in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now then. Just stand over there by the fire.
It's an awful night.
Yes, I know. Is that a ham you have there under your arm?
A ham? Oh, yes. I'm taking it home to my wife for our Christmas dinner.
It looks good. I'd like ham. I'll give you a pocket full of gold for it.
Oh, I'm sorry, old lady. I couldn't sell it. My brother gave it to me.
I'm just a poor old woman who lives here in the woods, and I never get any meat unless someone brings it to me.
I'm sorry, but...
I'll fill all your pockets with gold if you'll only give me the ham.
It isn't for sale.
But I've offered you 10 times what it's worth.
I must have the ham for my Christmas dinner. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll start on my way again.
Not so fast.
What?
I mean, there's no need to be in such a hurry. It's still storming outside. Stay here by the fire.
I really must be going.
Wait, I have an idea.
An idea?
Yes. I have a little mill that was given to me by a great wizard.
A mill?
It's a magic little mill. So magic it will grind out anything you want.
Then why don't you use it to grind out meat for your Christmas dinner?
I wish I could. It won't work for me, but it will for you. And with this mill, you can have anything in the world you wish for.
I'm not so sure.
Why not? Have I ever lied to you before?
Just how do I know it will work for me?
Wait right here, my boy. I'll get it and you try. If it works, you get the mill. and I get the ham. Agreed?
Well...
It's the bargain. There. It's agreed. Now then, it's right over here in this chest. You should be very happy that I've made you this offer. Now then, young man, here it is.
My, it doesn't look like it's magic.
We shall soon see. Now then, listen carefully. Little Nell, hear my plea. Grind out something nice for me. Oh, drat. See? It won't work for me. Here, you take it. You say those words and see what happens.
It's all a waste of time. I've got to go home.
Take it!
I can't remember the words.
Here, repeat after me. Little Mill, hear my plea.
Little Mill, hear my plea.
Grind out something nice for me.
Grind out something nice for me. You see, it won't work for me either.
You've got to tell it what you want.
Well, let me think. I've got it. Grind out a beautiful Christmas dinner for this old woman. I can't believe it. It's doing it. It's grinding out a Christmas dinner.
I knew you could do it. I knew it.
Look, here's a tablecloth. Now napkins and plates, soup, meat, vegetables, dessert, knives, forks, spoons. Oh, look, something's wrong. The mill is starting all over again.
Quickly, you've got to say the magic words to make it stop. Stop your grinding, little mill.
Stop your grinding, little mill.
You have given me my fill.
You have given me my fill.
Stop your wheels, don't let them turn.
Stop your wheels. Don't let them turn.
Till for something else I yearn.
Till for something else I yearn. It worked. The mill stopped grinding.
I knew you could do it.
Look at all that food. It stopped just in the nick of time. In another few minutes, your house would have been full of Christmas dinners.
Yes, you must never forget to make the little mill stop grinding. If you don't, it will keep on working forever.
Amazing.
Well, then, is it a bargain? Will you trade me the mill for your ham?
Oh, yes, of course, anything.
As you can imagine, Adam hurried home as fast as his feet could carry him. He stepped through the door of his house just a few minutes before midnight. His wife, Mary, was waiting up for him.
Oh, Adam, it's you. I was so worried.
I have something very important to show you.
What? What is it?
Oh, Mary, I've had wonderful luck. We're going to have a glorious Christmas after all, thanks to this little mill.
What are you talking about, Adam? Look, you're soaking wet. Are you feeling all right?
Oh, Mary, I've never felt so wonderful before. Look, it's magic.
Magic?
Yes, it's a magic mill. It grinds out whatever I tell it to.
You're tired, Adam. Perhaps some sleep will help.
Don't you believe me, Mary? I tell you, it's magic, and it will give us the things we've always wanted.
How can this little mill be magic? Come on now. You're making fun of me, Adam.
I'm not. Here, look. See for yourself what happens. Little mill, hear my plea. Grind out something nice for me. Grind out a roast fowl and bread and Christmas candles and a beautiful dress for my wife.
My star! It's doing it! It's grinding out everything you asked for. Look, there's the roast fowl and bread and candles. Oh, Adam, this is a miracle!
When you think there's enough, tell me and I'll make it stop.
Oh, Adam, the room is half full of things. Hadn't you better make it stop?
All right, but this is only the beginning of our good fortune. Stop your grinding, little mill. You have given me my fill. Stop your wheels, don't let them turn, till for something else I yearn.
Oh, Adam, am I dreaming? Is this all real?
It's all real, my dear. And our days of hunger and poverty are over. Forever.
It seems too good to be true, and I think we should share our good luck with all our friends.
You're right, Mary. Perhaps that would be the best thing to do. Let's have a big party sometime during Christmas week and invite everyone. Let's give a big banquet, and everyone we invite will get a present that only a king could afford. Oh, Mary, let's make everybody as happy as we are tonight.
So, 3 days after Christmas, they gave their big party. And what a party it was! The finest and the biggest that ever was given in that part of the country. When it was over and all the guests had gone singing and laughing and carrying their presents, the rich brother, who had stayed behind, spoke to Adam.
Just how did you manage all this, Adam? Only 4 days ago you came to my house and begged for something to eat. And today, you've given away more things than I've ever owned.
It's a secret, Olaf. I can't tell you now.
A secret? Must brothers have secrets from each other? Trust me, Adam. Tell me what happened.
You know I'd like to, Olaf, but...
What's the matter? Is it something so terrible?
No. But in the future, I'm going to pay you back for all the things you've done for me.
What do you mean?
Whenever I can be of help to you, come to me, and your every wish will be fulfilled.
Thank you, Adam. I'll remember that.
It wasn't until late summer when the rich brother, Olaf, came to Adam's house to ask a favor.
Oh, Adam, you've got to help me.
What's the matter? You look troubled.
I am. It's harvest time, and I need someone to help me feed all these harvesters. They've been working so hard, and I haven't a bite in the house.
Oh, Olaf, is that all? Why didn't you come to me sooner? That's easy. I'll loan you my little mill.
Your little mill?
Yes. Wait right here a minute, and I'll get it for you.
Thank you, dear brother.
Here you are, my little mill.
You're making fun of me. How can this little mill feed all of my hungry harvesters?
That's the best part. This little mill is magic.
Magic? Whatever do you mean? Whoever heard of a magic little mill?
You'll see. Now then, listen carefully and watch with your doubting eyes. Little mill, hear my plea. Grind out something nice for me.
Well, I don't see anything happening.
Then you are supposed to tell the little mill what you want.
That's silly.
No, it isn't. Go ahead. Take the mill along with you.
Such nonsense. I came here to ask you for something for my harvesters, and you offer me a no-good mill.
Take it home and try it. You'll see.
Very well, then. But I'll be unhappy if it doesn't work.
Rich brother stormed out of the house with the mill under his arm. Purposely, Adam had failed to tell him how to make it stop. So Adam followed at a distance in case Olaf did start the mill and get into trouble. It was almost dinner time, and the harvesters were about ready to eat their meal when Olaf set the little mill on the table. He made sure that nobody was watching him, for he felt very foolish about the whole business. Quietly he said,
"Little mill, hear my plea. Grind out something nice for me. Grind out some bread and soup and cake and milk." It works! It works! Wait a minute. Something's gone wrong. Stop it. Whoa! Come on now. Abracadabra, halt! You don't stop, you'll flood the whole countryside. There's soup everywhere. Stop grinding so much soup. Stop it. What'll I do if I stay here? I'll drown in soup. Got to get out of here, and fast.
Think you're smart, don't you, Adam?
telling me how to start that thing, but never saying a word about how to make it stop.
But, Olaf, you didn't think that it would even work, let alone flood your house with soup.
Get out, I say, and take that confounded little mill with you.
One day a ship sailed into the little harbor where Adam and his wife lived. And the captain, hearing about the marvelous little mill, went to Adam's house to see this thing for himself.
I hear you have a little mill that grinds out anything you ask for.
A mill? Oh, yes, that's right. But how...
Now then, I'd like to see it.
It's been so long that I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah, perhaps your wife can help.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've come such a long way, I'd hate to miss seeing it.
You're right. I'll have my wife get it and show you how it works. Mary! Oh, Mary!
You have such a nice house. You must be very rich, my good man.
Rich? Yes. Yes, I suppose you could call me that.
Your house is the most beautiful in all of the village. You must certainly be an important person.
Me? Important? I've never thought of it that way.
Yes, dear, were you calling me?
Mary, I would like you to meet a visitor.
Oh, a sea captain. I wasn't expecting anybody.
I must apologize for coming like this, but I've heard about the little mill and I am curious. I'm in the salt trade, and if this mill of yours will do as you say, it could make me rich.
How?
As things are now, I have to sail 1,000 miles to the salt mines in order to get a cargo. But if I had this little mill of yours, I'd only have to sail out of the harbor, fill my ship with salt, and sail back to port again.
I see.
With your mill making the salt, I could save months of time with no trouble at all.
Here's the mill, Adam.
Do you mean to say that this little contraption will grind out enough salt to fill my ship?
It certainly will.
I don't believe it.
What I tell you is the truth. I'll prove it to you if you want me to.
Would you mind bringing it aboard the boat and trying it out?
Why, not at all. I'd be glad to.
Come with me down to the harbor. This I've got to see.
The little mill down to the harbor and went on board the boat with the captain.
Now then, where do you want me to put it?
You can place the mill over there in the hold.
Very well. There. Now then, are you ready?
I've got to see this to believe it. I'm ready.
Little mill, hear my plea. Grind out something nice for me. Fill the captain's ship with salt.
Look, it's doing it. It's grinding out salt. It's better salt than I ever got at the mines. It's covering the whole floor. Now, it's filled the hold nearly full. Say, Adam, what will you take for this thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wouldn't think of selling it.
But I've got to have it. It could make me rich.
I'll fill your ship with all the salt you want. But the mill is not for sale.
I'll give you $10,000.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you $15,000.
$15,000? Why, this magic little mill has ground out 100 times $15,000 for me.
Then you don't need the mill anymore. You're already rich.
That's right.
You don't need the mill. I do, and I'm going to keep it.
What?
I'm going to have that little mill somehow.
It's mine, and it's not for sale.
I won't sail without it. It's mine.
But that's stealing.
Stop me if you can, Adam. You're going ashore. But without your little mill, Look at it. Why, the ship's almost a quarter full of salt now. The mill stays here, but you don't.
I'll call for help.
Go ahead. Yell all you want to. I'll be safely out to sea before you can get anybody to help you.
No. No.
Ho, sailors! Throw this landlubber ashore and prepare to sail at once.
The captain had his sailors put Adam forcibly ashore, and then he quickly set sail for his home port with the little mill still grinding out salt. It wasn't long before the ship was completely filled. Then the captain tried to stop the little mill, but it refused to do his bidding. It kept grinding and grinding, and the salt piled higher and higher until at last the ship sank. Now the little mill lies somewhere at the bottom of the ocean, where day and night it grinds on and on. And that is why the sea is salt. Ends our version of Why the Sea is Salt. Heard on today's broadcast were Mario Borelli was the rich brother Olaf, Gary Kreska played the poor brother Adam, and Carol McDaniel was heard as the wife, Mary, as well as the evil old witch. The old sea captain was John H.B. Krause, and this is Elizabeth Henderson, your narrator.
Why the Sea is Salt was produced and directed for radio by Jerry Limbert. This is your announcer, Jim Grulich, speaking.